Hallelujah. That's going to be a great day when we don't have to cry no more. That's a great promise right there. And I'm just excited to look forward to experience that, because it's a lot of things that we experience in this earth that does make us cry, although we have the joy of the Lord to be our strength. So the promise, Revelation 21 and 4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there should be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither should there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Look, that's a great promise that God has for us. So, like my husband, Pastor Ronnie, always says, rejoice. We got something good to look forward to. Welcome to Hidden Riches Ministries this evening, and I'm going to ask if Prophet Ruby Coates will pray on this evening.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Let's pray. Amen. Father God, we just thank you, Father, and we thank you and we love you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a time to come together, Lord God. A time, Father God, to yield ourselves, Lord God, to your teaching, Lord God. Yield ourselves, oh God, to the leading of your Holy Spirit today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I thank you, Lord God, for the believer's discipleship, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you said, go ye to all the nations to disciple nations, oh God. So I thank you, Lord God, that this platform will call in the nations to disciple, oh God. So we thank you for the teacher. We ask that you breathe fresh, oh God, upon the speaker, upon the teacher, oh God, upon the instructor, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will be like fire in their mouths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against distractions. We rebuke it now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We come against interruptions, oh God, in the airways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we trust you tonight, oh God. You said, trust the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding. We trust you, Lord God, to pierce through the darkness, oh God. We trust you, oh God, to bring us into that high place, oh God, that we will no longer, Lord God, yield ourselves to the low place, for we are the head and not the tail, oh God. So we yield ourselves to hear your instruction, oh God. We yield ourselves, oh God, to be equipped, oh God, and to be refined by you in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. And I'm not going to say anything else, but I just be prepared because Pastor Ronnie is going to bring the word of God on this evening. And we love you all.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Praise God for his presence. Amen. Thank you, Prophet Coates, for that powerful prayer. Because we need to let that power go forth. Amen. We got to have power. That's the only way he gave us. He endued us with power. Amen. So we praise God for power. Amen. The word tonight, the topic is God's will for our life. And his will is his word. Amen. And so we just going to go over some scriptures, you know, because sometimes, you know, in this walk, in this life, in this atmosphere that we in now, we will be crying. You know what I'm saying? We will cry. We will, you know, the enemy try to put worry on us. He try to put fear on us. He try to put doubt on us. He try to put confusion on us. The unclean spirits just try to do things that come against the word of God, you know, but he has given us his powers that we can stand on the word of God. Amen. So the first scripture we're going to be coming out of tonight, the book is going to be James 1, verse 1 through 6. And it says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. So James, he was talking to the 12 tribes which were scattered abroad, and he was just encouraging them. He said, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers mean various temptations. It means a lot of tests and trials. It means not just a certain one. It means a lot. James said, brethren, he said, count it all joy. And I know it's hard to count you know, the test and the trials, the situations, the uncomfortable situations that we experience with people, with unclean spirits, witchcraft, all that other stuff that goes along with, you know, that goes against the word of God, you know, that comes against God and his people. You know, we got to count it all joy. That's what James said, you know, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, you know, if we count it any other kind of way, you know, we won't be walking in victory. We won't be walking in the righteousness of God. We won't be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We won't be, you know, letting the joy of the Lord be our strength. We won't be counting it as joy. We'll be defeated because the flesh will show up and have us feeling some type of way when we're supposed to be feeling, walking in the fruit of the Spirit, amen, which is joy, love, and peace, long suffering, you know, and that's what Jesus, he showed us, you know, and, you know, we just have to keep going back to Jesus, how he showed us how to live out the word of God, how we have to continue to pray, how we have to continue to war against the devil and his agents and his angels. We have to war in the Spirit. And that's why he tells us, the scripture tells us to live in the Spirit, where we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Patience means endurance. God has given us power to endure hardship as a good soldier in the Lord. We're not outside of the Lord. We're in the Lord. So he has given us endurance. He has given us power to endure. He has given, when we enduring, we consistently enduring. And we have to wait patiently. We have to wait in patience and continue waiting in patience to endure so we can receive the blessings of the Lord. By us waiting patiently, standing on the word of God by faith, you know, the word tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when we endure hardship as a good soldier and we are patiently enduring it and we are waiting patiently, we're going to receive a reward from God. God is going to be pleased with us. And that's what we want to do. We want to please God. And verse 4 says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And it sounds good, but, you know, that's why we have to continue to remind one another the word of God. That's why we have to continue to study and meditate on the word of God. So when these tests and these trials come up, that the word was right, or the Lord will raise up a standard, which is the word of God, is going to go forth. It's going to raise up in us to remind us that we've been studying the word of God, and that the word is going to come up when the attack goes forth, when the arrows go forth by day. We can walk in faith. We can walk in patience. We can please God. And then we, you know, it feels good to please God, because, you know, sometimes we fail the test. Sometimes we fail it and we have to take the test over. And we have to keep on taking the test until we pass it. But glory to God, Jesus showed us how to pass the test. We got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen the heart. I know the tests that we're experiencing now, we're in war. And we have to be in a continual state of having, you know, letting the fruit of the Spirit go forth in our lives, giving mercy, giving grace to the ones that, you know, don't even know they're being used by the spirit of the enemy. Just like we have to walk in forgiveness, because God, he has forgiven us and he has given us a forgiving spirit. So we have to continue to stand on this word of God. We have to continue to walk this word out, to live this word out by faith. Amen. Verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And we just, I thank God that we can, you know, we can come boldly to his throne of grace to attain help and mercy in the time of need. We ain't got to go to no priest. We ain't got to call the pastor. We ain't got to call our cousin and them. We got, we can go boldly to the throne. He has given us power. The veil has been torn in two. We can go straight to him. We can go through Jesus to get to the Father. Because sometimes, the majority of the times, we, you know what I'm saying? We got to go to him, you know what I'm saying? Because we know that he hears us and that he answers us and he will deliver us speedily out of all of our distress. We have to continue to, you know what I'm saying? We got to continue to have a continual access to the Father through Jesus. We have to continue to pray to the Father through Jesus. We have to continue to talk to the Father all day long. He told us to pray without ceasing. We have to be praying all day, every day, at all times. We have to be praying for others. We have to be praying for ourselves. You know, we have to, he tells us to watch and pray. You know, because the enemy, he's running around seeking who he may devour. You know, he can't devour us, but you know, he is the accuser of the brethren. And so we can't be just walking around like, you know, we focus on our bills, you know, the things we're going through, the things we're experiencing, sick and, you know, infirmities. We just can't be focused on that. We got to stay focused on the word, you know, because our spirit man, you know, he's going to live and not die. The spirit man, we have everlasting life with the in the spirit. And so we have to be building up that spirit man. We have to be speaking the word. We have to be studying the word day and night. We have to continue to fight in war with the word. We have to have on the whole armor of God. We have to use the sword that God has given us, which is his word. And so that's why if we need wisdom, we need to ask God. His wisdom is his word. He is the word. We need to, you know, just be quoting the word. We just need to be singing the word. We just need to be saying the word. Everything has to be the word so we can win the victory that we in. We going from faith to faith and to glory to glory. We have to continue to fight the good fight of faith with the wisdom that God has given us. And verse 6 says, let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven in with the wind and tossed. So we can't be tossed like the wind. We got to go in faith, knowing that our needs are met, knowing that God is going to answer our prayers, knowing he said he even answer us even before we ask. He know what we have need of even before we ask. And sometimes it might not be right then. He said, if we don't suffer with him, we won't reign with him. He said, our little lot of afflictions is only but for a moment, but it's working a far more and exceedingly eternal way to glory. We're going to cry. Know why we're gonna cry? Because God, David cried out to God a lot. Over in Psalms 32:7-8, he said, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." He cried out to the Lord. We have to cry out to him. My hiding place means covering, protection. God is our covering. He is our protection. The word of God is our covering. It's our protection. We have to put the sword. We have to use the sword. We have to have on the whole arm of God all day at all times, every time. We have to be praying over ourselves. We have to be praying over our enemies, our loved ones. We have to be praying over the people we see, our neighbors. We have to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We have to be praying over everybody we see, everything and everybody. We have to cover them with the blood of Jesus. Because Satan, we at war. And Satan, he's doing what he's supposed to do. And so we need to be doing what we're supposed to do. We need to be coming up. We need to be kept. We need to continue to stay in the hiding, in the hidden places of the Lord, in the secret place of the Most High. And verse 8 said, I will instruct thee. God is going to instruct us through his word. He's going to instruct us with his voice. He's instructing us which way we should go. And that word instruct means to guide willingly, wittingly. He is guiding us. He said, and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with my eye. So, you know, we don't have to worry about, he has ordered our steps. He knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for us that are good and not evil and a hope. And sometimes he's not talking because we're taking the test. We have to pass the test. And he's going to talk, but he want us to please him by faith. And so I thank God that, you know, when these tests and trials come up, when they come up against us, that we can wait on the Lord and be of good courage so he can strengthen our heart, so he can show us many out of afflictions of the righteous, but he will deliver us out of all of them. Psalms 119, 105, and 106, it says, the Lord is a lamp unto my, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. And that he was just saying, he going to keep the word. He going to keep the word in his heart that he may not sin against God. He going to hide that word in his heart. It's going to be on his mouth. It's going to be on his lips. He's going to be praising God. He's going to be singing praises to God. He's going to be singing the word to God. He's going to be saying the word. You know, we have to, you know, when we let this word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, that means we're keeping the righteous judgments. We're keeping the word in season and out of season. We're saying the word in season and out of season, because sometimes, I mean, at all times, that's all we have to say is the word. That's going to bring us comfort. That's going to bring us peace. That's going to bring us joy. That's going to bring us, let his love cover us. That's going to, he's going to touch us. Because we need a touch from him. Only he can touch us the way he know how to touch us. He's our keeper. He's our guide. He know that when the enemy comes in, we're going to have to speak that word, because ain't nothing else can get the enemy off our tail. Ain't nothing else. No other idle words can stop the enemy. Nothing but the word of God can stop the enemy from trying to destroy us in our minds. When he come at us in our minds, nothing but the word of God. He tells us to cast down every high thing, every word that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring his word and bring it into captivity to the obedience of the word of God. Amen. That word, this word is powerful. It's sharper than any than a two-edged sword. In Proverbs 6 and 20 through 23, it says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. And when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awake, it shall talk with thee. That word is powerful. It's going to keep us. It's going to talk to us. It's going to be talking. God is going to be talking to us when we rest. He's going to be talking to us all day long. We're going to be talking back to him. We're going to be praising him. We're going to be worshiping him and in spirit and in truth and embrace the freedom of worship. We're going to surrender all to him. We're going to tell him how much we love him, how much he is good to us. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his abundant life that he has given us. Thanking him for the joy of the Lord being our strength. Thanking him for his mercy that's following us all the days of our life. Thanking him for his abundant life. Thanking him for his peace. Keeping our mind in perfect peace because our mind is stayed on thee. We're just going to praise him. In verse 23, it says, the commandments is a lamp and the law is light and a reproof of the instructions of the way of life. So we have everything we need with the word of God. We have everything we need in the word. He is, the word is his word. We have him. Everything. Whatever we experience, whatever we go through. We looking to be blessed. We looking for his blessings to come up on us and overtake us because he command his blessings on us. He promised us that we'll be blessed in the city. We'll be blessed in the fields. We'll be blessed when we come. We'll be blessed when we go. He promised us that our portfolios will be multiplied and increased. He promised us that he would increase us more and more. He promised us that he would bless us and our children and our children's children. We have to be praying over the generations to come. We got to be praying over them. We got to be covering them with the blood because he chose us to do this, to speak his word in season and out of season. He chose us. He justified us. He called us. He ordained us. He glorified us to go into all the world and let our light shine before men, that they will see our good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Isaiah 30 and 21. And thy ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. He is not going to let us go astray. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. He's going to be speaking to us. He's going to be talking with us and telling us which way we should go. He's going to be giving us instructions. He's going to give us directions. He's going to tell us how much he loves us, how much he is keeping us, how much he cares for us. That's why he told us to cast all of our cares upon him, because he cares for us. He's given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness, which is his word. Our Father loves us so much that he's showing, he got us looking good in the world. Praise God. He's taking care of us. Amen. Psalms 48 and 14 says, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Our God, our Abba Father. He is our guide. He's our everything. He's our kinsman redeemer. He's our deliverer. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our King. He's our everything. He is the great I am. He is everything we need. And we love him. We love him. Just think about some of the tests and some of the trials we have experienced and we are experiencing. How he's bringing us through. How he's keeping us. How he's showing, like he did Job. How he brought Job through all that. Same thing. He's going to bring us through all that. And we got to be rejoicing. We got to be grateful. Not saying that we're not grateful, but we have to let that gratefulness show. We have to let it show, because only by his mercy and his grace, we are not consumed. We are not consumed. Amen. And Psalms 143 and verse 10 says, teach me to do thy will. David is crying out. David is talking to the Lord. He says, thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. And that's what we want to always be the righteousness of God in every situation, in all circumstances, every test, every trial, and everything that we experience. He calls us the righteousness of God. We are the heirs and joint heirs of the inheritance of the kingdom of God. We got to be thinking about what we're going to. We got to go through to get to where we're going to. We got to go. He said, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. His rod and his staff comfort us. He prepared the table before us in the presence of our enemies. He got our enemies working for us. He said, all things work together for the good of them who love God and are called according to his purpose. It's working for our good and for God's glory. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord. He know the works that we do. He said he won't forget the work, that good work that he started in us. It will be completed until the day that Jesus come. That good work he started in us, it's going to be completed. He going to complete it. He's going to make sure what he told us to do, it's going to be completed. He said, don't be weary in well-doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Count it all joy. We got to be rejoicing at all times. He said that is the will of the Father that's concerning us, that we rejoice in all things. Praise the Lord. And he says, and our thoughts shall be established. Psalms 37:23-25 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delight in his way, his steps. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Ooh, that word is awesome. He said, though we fall, we shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth us with his hand. He upholdeth us. We are in his hands. The Lord has us in his hands. The Satan cannot pluck us out of his hands. And that's something to be thankful for. You know, that'll make you cry knowing when you stand on the word of God and God shows up and deliver you. You know it is nobody but him. You can't do nothing but cry. Tears of joy. He knows the tears that we cry, That's why he tells us to cry to him. He knows every tear that we cry. He saved those tears for us. He is saving those tears. He's going to reward us for crying out to him. He's going to reward us for living by faith. He's going to reward us for coming to him with childlike faith. He told us to trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. I know sometimes it gets hard for us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. But when we continuously practice it, when we continually stand on the word of God and acknowledge him in all of our ways, he's going to reward us for our obedience. And I thank him for not giving up on us and letting us not give up on ourselves. Because this road that we're walking, he said, is narrow. And everybody ain't going down that narrow road. And you can see. He is letting us see that we had to continue to walk by faith. He is letting us see that the ones is not going, but we have to pray for them, because he knows them that are his. And he has put us in places where we can pray for the ones that don't know him out of the pardon of their sins, for the ones that don't know him yet, for the ones that don't know him as the Lord and Savior and that their King and their God, for the ones that's denying him. He has ordered our steps. And the word says, I have been young. Now I'm old. We are the saints of God. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We have to say so. We are the righteousness of God. We are his chosen people. We are his holy nation. We are his peculiar people. We are the righteousness of God. He will never forsake us. And we will never see our seed begging for bread. He supplies our every need according to his riches and glory. He knows what we have need of even before we ask. And I just thank God for his word, because his word reminds me of what he said. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, is leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for not taking your spirit away from us. Thank you, Father, for keeping us. Thank you, Father, for your word being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, and your word that we hid in our heart that we may not sin against thee. Thank you that we are well kept by you, God. You are our keeper. You are our shade. You are our shield. And you are our source, and you are our provision. Thank you for who you are to us, God. Thank you, Father.